The Guardian's Ian Black has been out and about in Tripoli and witnessed some damage from the airstrikes. Ian, could you explain what you've seen?
Quite close to the centre of Tripoli, not very far actually from where the British Embassy is, a naval base called Abu Sitta was obviously hit by something last night, whether by bombs or missiles, it's not possible to say. But for the first time, I have seen direct damage from the Allied air campaign, what the Libyans call the Crusader aggression. What was interesting was to see that there were quite large crowds of ordinary people, Libyans, stopping on the main highway with a great spectacle as hundreds of people crowded round to look over the seawall towards the remains of a naval base that had been flattened by whatever hit it during the night. In the early hours of the morning, there was a sign that something in that area had been hit. There were flames clearly visible, and an explosion was heard coming from that direction. So this morning you could actually see what was possibly some kind of storage area had collapsed completely. A metal structure, the roof had come down, and there were clear signs of fire damage to it. And most of all, most striking, was the fascination of the Libyan people in just looking at this site. There's been very, very little information at all made public in Libya about the impact of now three nights of bomb and missile attacks. And I think for many people, this would have been the first that they would have seen. And amazingly, really, really close to the center of Tripoli, right on the seafront, there's a well-known place. There was traffic driving past. There were big traffic jams. And even some enterprising people had set up little stalls selling water and nuts and mint tea, because the whole thing was such a crowd puller. I don't believe that particular attack has been announced, although there were certainly rumors last night that the latest targets included naval facilities, both inside Tripoli, which we assume was this one, and others on either side of the capital. And people, you know, the public mood remains one of defiance. The radio is broadcasting patriotic slogans and talking about the day of victory and denouncing these imperialist attacks. But the reality is, judging from what I've just seen on the ground, that the air forces of the coalition involved in this are able to demolish at will almost anything on the ground in Libya. And this was very striking evidence of that.
It sounds like it was remarkably accurate. Is that the case? It doesn't seem to have damaged much around the base.
Yes, I think that's correct. From what we could see looking at it from a couple of hundred yards away, the hit to have been very precise. I was told by a Libyan I was speaking to that there were people had been killed on the site. They didn't know how many, and he said that the bodies were still there under rubble. I don't know whether that's correct. But yes, it was. It seemed to be very, very precisely targeted. There was no sign of damage around it. In fact, there were several ships moored fairly close to the site, including one grey-painted vessel that looked like maybe a destroyer or a frigate, though rather an old one, that didn't seem to have been touched. So the impression you have from looking at it was that they'd hit some kind of naval depot, possibly stores, and that there was little evidence of any other damage around that. But that, of course, is only a visual impression. We're very, very limited in what we can do. But as I say, that is the first visible damage without any kind of official escort, I would emphasize, that I've seen in these three nights of attacks. They're clearly not wanting to show the international media.
And just finally, Ian, we've heard reports from Ajdabiya this morning, obviously a long way to the east, that